I'm sure, like myself, you've all heard the terms of global warming and the Big Bang. Global warming and the Big Bang, or the Big Bang and global warming. A lot of young people are being taught the whole philosophy, I would say the religion of evolution and atheism, because it takes more faith, I believe, to believe in those things than it does to believe the Word of God. I have oftentimes spoke to people about these issues, and I just simply ask them a question. Whenever they talk about evolution, they talk about the supposed age of the earth, they talk about the Big Bang, I like to just ask them, how do you know that's true? And then just pause, and they look at you and they say, well, what do you mean? Well, you said that the world's so many billion years old, and that it was man evolved over millions of years as well, and it all started with the Big Bang. How do you know it's true? And they look at you, and, well, what do you mean? Well, you've said you believe it. How do you know it's true? And then they'll say something like, well, sure, everybody believes it. That's okay, but how do you know it's true? Sure, scientists believe it. That's okay, but how do you know it's true? Because it's promoted on the television and the, you know, David Attenborough and all these programs, you know, that's okay, but how do you know it's true? And whenever you cut down to the chase, nobody knows. Nobody actually knows. And they're putting their faith in things that other people have said. So it all comes down to faith. It all comes down to what you believe. Whether you believe the Bible or whether you believe something else, we all are biased and we all have belief and faith in something or some philosophy or some person or some individual. My faith today is in the Word of God. The Big Bang, what exploded? A little speck, no bigger than a pinhead, and all the matter of the universe was compressed into that little speck that just floated in a vacuum of nothingness. And then it began to spin and accelerate and generate intense heat where it could no longer hold itself together. And so it exploded and it spread out and it began to expand and it created the universe. And all of the little particles evolved and grew into planets, spherical planets within our solar system, all revolving in perfect order. And then on planet Earth, there was enough heat and enough moisture in the atmosphere to produce life. A single cell crawled out of a swamp, multiplied, developed, grew, and off it went. And there we are. Here we are, millions of years later, talking about the Big Bang. But you know, there is a Big Bang in Scripture, and there is global warming in Scripture. People believe the world started with the Big Bang, and it'll ultimately end with global warming. But listen to what the Word of God says in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 10 concerning the day of the Lord. But the day of the Lord, this is the day that Christ returns to judge the world in righteousness. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, unexpectedly. Many people not thinking about it, many people not ready, many people not prepared. Suddenly and unexpectedly, the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens, that's the atmospheric heavens, shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The Big Bang and global warming. The heavens shall pass away with a great noise. The elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and all the works that are therein shall be burned up. So these people that are out to save the planet and think that they can do that by raising your taxes and mine and controlling your life and mine and watching over our shoulders and having us constantly watched and looked after and legislation made and rules and regulations and do's and don'ts. They think they're going to save the planet, but they're not. The heavens will pass away and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. And the Word of God exhorts us to be ready. Be ye also ready. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Are you ready for this great event that's coming this day, whenever the Son of God is coming back again? Are you ready for the day of the Lord? I trust today that you will be. You say, how can I be ready? By repenting of your sin and putting your trust in Christ, his person, his finished work, and asking him, calling upon him to be your Savior. And then living for him, living a God-honoring, God-glorifying life, taking your stand for truth and for righteousness, walking with God in these days. Be ready for that great day. May God bless you. Thank you once again for joining us.